Here we are live. We are out of bounds on the 19th green. And that's where Jeff was pretty much all day yesterday.
Our podcast is 19th hole.
Well, we're on the green now. We chipped out.
Will you stop trying to make up for a mistake you made?
We chipped out. We're on the green now, and we are here. We are two bros discussing golf topics and maybe some other sports-related issues.
Broskies.
2004 Cosmic Classic. We had a guy that had his first win, Austin Eckler.
Ooh.
And now he's got $4 million in the bank.
That must be nice.
Been in the league since 2022. Is this his first win? Good for him. He really showed up on Sunday.
Sunday? He didn't finish until today.
Well, yeah, it was a a delay.
Sometimes
because
I feel like I need to lead these conversations.
He played pretty good, man. He didn't miss a beat there coming down the stretch. I was just talking to you earlier about these guys and the nerves. I don't know how they don't get to them. I mean, we get nervous on the 10-foot par putt. That doesn't mean shit. And these guys, I don't know how they do it, man. They're just built different, I guess. I don't know.
They've been doing it since they were kids.
No, that's true. That is true. But, I mean, when you're in a high, big tournament like that as your first win, you know, I would think that more guys would let the nerves get the better of them, but they hardly ever do.
I don't think it affects them that much anymore.
I don't think, obviously not.
Maybe when they get into majors, things like that probably have effects.
That's a very good point. Good major, yeah. I mean,
or you know, I mean, I've seen guys fall apart. I mean, look at Mito Pereira fell apart, what, 2-3 years ago at the Players?
He did, and you know who else did? It really, really is Molinari.
Molinari,
at the Masters against Ty Gray, LT Gray. He let the nerves get the better of him.
Yep, that's true.
That's true.
It happens.
It was a rain delay, but, you know, they finished it up today. Good win. Good for him.
Did they get to play any yesterday? The leaders? I don't think the leaders played at all yesterday.
I don't think they did it at all, man.
I think it just came down to today.
Shane Lowry was there. I thought he was going to try to, you know, make some noise. But
He fell apart. I think he hit two balls in the water on a par three.
I think he did, too. Yeah, he fell apart.
He was pissed. Did you see what he did?
I did not. What did
he do? I mean, he smashed his club into the ground, then jumped on top of it, rolled around on it, cried like a little baby, and then threw it in a pond.
Nice. Yeah. I missed that.
It was,
whoa.
It was different.
What if somebody jumped in and got that club?
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did, too.
He didn't really throw his club in the water.
He just made that up?
I exaggerated a little bit.
Oh, he's an exaggerator. We did finally get to play golf for the first time this year. We got some good weather up here in Cincinnati. 70 degrees yesterday. Some of us showed up to play golf. Jeff showed up to play putt-putt.
Yes.
He could not hit the ball 3 feet off the ground to save his life on a couple holes.
One of them days.
Now, there it is. One hole. Now, Jeff's a big hitter when he gets hold of.
One of them days.
He hit one hole. I said, go ahead and hit, man. You're not going to hit this. You're not going to hit it past that lady's tee anyway. And we had a couple group of our buddies in front of us, and what'd Jeff do? Whoa, smoke show. Finally got a hold of one, flew over our buddy's carts, which we thought we hit.
God, I thought I hit him.
We thought we hit him.
I thought I hit him. That ball was tracking. And so, I mean, it was tracking.
It was tracking right at him with a little girl.
Yeah, he's tracking right at him.
So we pull up to apologize, and my best buddy here, Jeff, says, Chris told me to do this. He blamed me, threw me under the bus.
I had to. You're the one who told me to hit. You said, go ahead. You're not going to hit him. I mean, look at the way you've been hitting the ball today.
That is very true.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Good time, good weather. Beers tasted good.
100 yards the way you've been playing.
We drank a lot of beer and was a little bloated from the beer.
Gosh, dang.
The beers were going down like water. Felt really good to get out of the house, play some golf.
They were nice yesterday. The beers were so nice.
Golf course is still shit, but we won't get into that.
Who cares?
We had a good showing. A lot of our buddies, man, we got like 20 guys that will show up and play. You know, it's good times, skin money or whatever.
Made my skin donation.
Mate, you made mine too. Thank you.
It's true. Owe you for that. You still owe me.
I still owe you for that. I'm glad about that. I'll try to forget again.
I should have got that with the Speedway Pizza today.
Ooh,
got me back there.
I could have. I'm gonna be honest with you though. When I seen that arm wrestler walk in with his guns out,
you left.
I left.
You left.
Made me a little nervous.
That's what happens here in the Midwest. And once you get a little bit of heat, the guns start coming out.
Guns start coming out, man. Guys love showing them off around here.
Love showing off them guns.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Monsters, too. Like you said, that guy looked like he won the National Arm Wrestling Championship back in 1974.
It looked like he was in that movie Over the Top with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's not Arnold.
Or freaking Sylvester Stallone.
Sly.
Sly. It looked like he was in that movie, man, that arm wrestling movie, Over the Top.
Over the Top, baby. I'm in my rig.
I watched that 100 times when I was a kid.
Hitting that weight thing that he had there in the center.
His hat, when he turns it, it's like a switch.
Then when he turns it backwards, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
He goes over the top.
He's getting a new fucking tractor by the end of the year.
He's getting that new rig.
He's getting that new tractor.
Even though Grandpa tried to offer him one, he didn't take it.
He wasn't going to take that shit. He wasn't going to take the bait.
If you guys that were born after 1990, you have no idea what we're talking about.
Probably. And then again, you know what else I saw last night? A remake of Roadhouse.
Oh, my wife told me that's coming out.
It's about to hit Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah, we got Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is Conor McGregor in there?
I think he's the bad guy.
That sounds good.
Here's the problem when you remake a movie like that. That's Patrick Swayze, and that it's going to be hard to remake that.
It is.
Now, if they just go on a different storyline or something like that, that makes a lot more sense. But I hope they don't follow the same.
You know, they're not. You know,
storyline.
You know, Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be living in a one bedroom studio up above a barn, not have a TV, not have power. And he's going to be...
Is there going to be some old guy that lives there,
Some old guy's going to live there. He's going to be punching a punching bag.
Ooh. You know what? Jake Gyllenhaal is a rip, dude.
Yeah.
He's ripped. For an actor? Wow.
Him and...
Jesus.
Him and Zac Efron need to lay off the roids.
Zac Efron is a ripper,
dude. need to lay off the roids, buddy.
He got pretty big for that. What is that? That's a wrestling movie that he was just in.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, man.
They had like four or five brothers all commit suicide.
Yes. You didn't watch that?
Is it out?
Yes.
Where's it on?
Amazon.
Is it?
I think you got to pay for it, though.
Oh, you know me and paying for things.
I know you don't like that, but I'm telling you, you should pay for that one. It's good.
Oh, is it?
It's good based on a true story.
I know that.
Yeah.
I only knew one of those brothers was a Texas Tornado. Yeah, the Texas Tornado
was his
name when he was in like WWF, and he committed suicide also. So I think there's one older brother or something that's left.
One left, yeah.
That's crazy.
One left.
That's crazy to him. All them brothers commit suicide. Is it?
Yeah.
Does it tell you any reason why they may have done it in the movie?
Not really. Not really. I mean, it gives you, you know, they get some fame. They have some trouble with some drugs. Things like that.
Okay.
But I mean, I think it was all more, I don't know, I guess stress, mental kind of thing. I don't think any of them OD'd or anything like that. But then,
no, I think they all killed themselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's crazy.
They all killed themselves. Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Yeah, that is messed up, man, because they were some athletic people. I mean, you'd be a wrestler like that. You got to be, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, their dad was, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
He was a professional wrestler.
What was their last names? Van Zant or?
Van Noy?
Something Van, right?
Van Loonens?
Van. I don't think it was Van Loonens.
What's the guy's name? Van, who's been playing well? He's been playing good on the PGA Tour.
Van Roonen.
Van Roonen. Or Van Ruyen.
He's the guy that wears pajama pants.
Oh, yeah, you like
tight
that.
Bottoms. I'll tell you, he's got a good mustache on
him. Did you just say he has a tight bottom?
He wears tight bottoms. Tight, you know, where you show your ankles and stuff. Which you know I'm not a fan of.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, he's been playing pretty good. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Maybe he wins one, maybe he doesn't. His stash is... To be honest with you, the guy kind of looks like a train conductor to me.
He looks like a train conductor.
He looks like he should be a train conductor.
Should we put the hat on him?
If you put a hat on him and send him next to Union Terminal down there, he would sell some tickets and collect tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really going at that guy, aren't you? Yeah,
just, you know me, dude. I'm a hater of all things.
Hater of all things.
Hater of all things. And we do have the Bay Hill Honor Palmer invitation coming up.
That is coming up. That is coming up. It looks like there's a lot of people playing.
There's a lot of people playing.
There's a lot of $20 million guys. A lot of big names.
Who's your pick?
Who's going to show up? Who's going to show up?
My guy, my pick this week is... Mr. Jordan Spieth.
Ooh.
That's my pick.
Ooh, boy.
I heard a great story from his college coach.
That's actually a pretty good pick.
His college coach. That's a pretty good
pick. If you don't know it, he's going off 20-1.
Is he going off 20-1?
Odds are 20-1 for him right now.
He told his college coach about JT, his buddy. I just have his number. And he's always had his number. I guess they had a match in college, and the coach didn't want to play him against him because I guess JT was playing good. And Jordan says, "Coach, I got this kid's number." And he did. He beat him.
Wait, you got to remember, too, that that's back when Jordan was younger and he was playing really, really good golf.
This was in college I'm talking about.
Yeah, but not long after college was he winning.
Everything.
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 It was the hottest thing on the scene since Tiger Woods.
That's very true. The kid did win a lot of shit, man.
Right off the rip. Right off the rip. No, but I don't think anybody's ever had a season like that besides Tiger Woods. Because I think he won 5 times.
That's crazy. Right what was he, 18, 19, 20 years old?
19, 20. Yeah. Right there.
Man.
Hell, he won the Texas whatever at 17.
Now, do you think winning early like that is affecting him?
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
He put a lot of money in his pocket real quick.
Yep.
Because then Under Armour came in and sponsored him.
He's been with them. He's been a good sponsor for them. Or he's been a good...
good investment.
Good investment for them, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, once they signed him, all of a sudden... And it was a little bit before this, but... Under Armour golf stuff is everywhere now. I mean, not like it was before. I mean, when they signed him, all of a sudden, shoes, hats, clothes, everything. And that really, I mean, Under Armour was around. And they were known for Under Armour. They were known
Under Armour, yeah.
They were your base shirts and your underneath your jerseys.
Base layers
for footballs and stuff like that. Hot and cold weather.
And they weren't big in the golf scene.
They weren't at all in the golf scene. So that was super. Good investment.
They did. They followed in the footsteps of Nike's, what they did.
Now, did they sign Curry before or after Spieth? Do you know that? Because they signed Steph Curry and got into the basketball aspect of it also.
I don't know if that was before or after. I would probably say it was after.
I'm going to lean towards after also.
But I think they followed Nike's footsteps. Kind of like how Nike jumped into the golf scene with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, very true.
Under Armour jumped into the golf scene with Spieth. But they did a good job. They picked a winner.
They did pick a winner. They picked a winner and a good person, all around good person. He's never had any, you don't see any bad publicity with this guy.
I don't know about that.
You seen bad publicity about Jordan?
No. Not bad publicity, but you said he's an all around good guy. How do you know?
Well, I'm just going off of what.
Did you play golf?
I'm going off of what I don't see, and I don't see.
This weekend with the guy?
I don't see any bad publicity.
No, you didn't.
Nobody trying to smear him or anything like that. Hmm. So, obviously, people like him. I like him, and I want to see him win this week, honestly.
Is that your pick, huh?
That is my pick.
I'm going to go with Will Zalley.
Will Zalatoris, all 125 pounds.
125 pounds.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Zalley.
Where are you leaning towards that? You like this guy.
I do. I like Zalley.
I know you do.
He played well before he had the back surgery. He's played a couple times this year. I think he's played well.
And you said he was off for 18 months with that back
surgery? I think it was 12 months.
Does that equal a year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it does. Unless you're a baker.
Unless you're a baker?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 13 months.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, that makes sense. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Will. I think he's going off to 35-1 odds.
Hmm. Now, I do know that this course, it's not going to be a high scoring. Well, I could be wrong, but generally, 11 under is what I seen was a pretty low score, averaging anywhere between 5 to 8 under is going to be your winning score. So it's a tougher golf course.
Well, it's an elevated event. Should be.
Yes, I agree with you.
Should be. Well, and you've got big time names coming in there: Scheffler, McIlroy, Hovland, Cantlay,
slow play.
Cantlay.
Can't lay. DeWalt guy. He's a DeWalt guy, so he's one of my guys.
He's not a DeWalt guy. He just has a bag that says DeWalt. If he probably doesn't even know what they do.
He does. He does. No, you can tell by looking at him.
No, I can't. I can tell.
You can tell by looking at him. He's got a multi-tool or something in his garage. No, he know. No, he doesn't. Fuck. Not even a drill?
I doubt it. Damn. I really doubt it.
What about screwdrivers?
I mean, would you have a drill if you had $44 million in the bank? Would you even care to have one?
No, I would not.
No, you wouldn't.
That is very true.
You'd call that contractor guy down the road.
Yeah, I would. Hey.
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 Here's something else you can rip me off on.
You still got that company P3? By the way, that is one of our sponsors. We love P3, Professional P3. Property Partners.
Love them much.
Love them much. Along with Miller Family Auto Group.
Mm-hmm.
Great sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Great sponsors.
Did you see this thing where they've got these influencers playing to qualify in Myrtle Beach? They're going to try to qualify for a PGA Tour event. So you've got 8 PGA Tour players who are not on the PGA Tour yet. They're like Korn Ferry guys, things like that, that are planning to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 8 influencers.
Who are these influencers?
I haven't looked it up to see the names of these influencers. It's probably nobody that I know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Me neither. I'm not.
But requirements for PGA Tours, you got to be a scratcher, better golfer. Going to play in this event to try to get into an event.
Do you got to win the tournament?
I'm pretty sure you got to win. Hmm. Maybe top 2 would get in, but I thought it was pretty cool. Pretty cool idea. And YouTube is going to put it on their channel to show the golf. Hmm. It's going to be pretty cool in Myrtle Beach.
That could be interesting. That could draw some.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
some fun. Attention.
Yes, yeah. Should draw some attention.
I mean, these guys are scratch golfers.
Nobody scratcher.
Are you a scratch golfer on the weekends with your buddies? Or I mean,
No. Not going to work like that.
No, that's never going to work.
Going to work like that at all?
No.
If you're a scratch golfer, deer track. No, this isn't going to work.
That's not going to work.
Not at all.
You're going to show up and play with some guys that's been. Probably playing, like you said, since they were kids.
These guys have been playing since. Yeah. Since
and actually, kids. They might even take it personal. Like, who the fuck are these guys that think that they can come up and.
They will.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they will.
I agree with you.
I mean, they should. They should. But
they should.
But your other thing is these influencers have to be good, too.
My thing is, who are they. what are they influencing?
What do you mean? Influencers? YouTubers? You know, TikTokers.
Yeah, I get it.
Those guys.
Okay. My favorite influencer.
I don't care.
Is Smack of That Shit Sexy. What's that guy's name, man? I love that dude. If he's playing in it, I'll watch.
I have no idea.
Manolo. You never seen any of his videos? Yeah.
Manolo teaches golf or whatever. Yes.
He is the only influencer I know, and I would love to see him play.
Yeah.
Because he cracks me up.
He cracks me up.
Don't be pussy.
What's he call people? What the fuck does he always call people?
Don't be nasty.
Always says don't be nasty, but his followers, what's he call them? I don't know. Whatever. He's funny. It's good.
I like him. It's real good. He's the only one I know.
No, apparently.
Smack of that shit's sexy.
Apparently there's a bunch of them. They're playing in this.
Huh.
And you know they're going to be better than scratch golfers anyway. They're going to be like +2s and +3s. But are you +2s and +3s on tour level golf courses? Probably not.
Probably not.
Could be scratch, but.
Yeah. If we had a list of these influencers, we might knew them. We probably could have seen if they played college or anything.
I'm sure we can get a list of the influencers, man. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I'm not a big, you know, we're kind of older. We're not young men, I'll just say that. So as far as us watching influencers on YouTube and stuff like that, that's not our game. We influence ourselves. And most of the time it's bad. Most of the time we're bad influences on ourselves.
It's the Myrtle Beach Classic.
Now, my guy Jeff has played in Myrtle Beach a lot. I've never been down there, but he used to live down there. What are the golf courses like down there? I'm sure they're
immaculate.
Amazing.
Really?
Really. Most of them are. I mean, even the bad ones aren't. You know, yeah, you can play expensive golf courses. You want to go play, you know, Firestick, which is John Daly's course? Yeah.
Or you're talking about $150 or more?
No, down there, $150 is crazy money to play golf.
That's...
Now, you can go down there and play Daly's for $100.
That's cheaper than I thought.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's 5,000 golf courses.
Well, okay.
You know, even courses that are $35 are good courses. They really, really are. Just since there's just so many of them. And there's so many good ones, man. So many good ones. They've got a replica of St. Andrews.
Whoa.
Which is really, really cool. Really cool.
That's cool.
When you drive into it, even the building.
They got like the Scotland looking buildings or whatever. It's the exact same.
Big links course. I remember putting one in from 162 out on par four.
Whoa.
Knocked up, slam dunked it.
Dunked it?
Dunked it, baby. Nice.
Was there anybody there to see it?
My dad was there.
Nice. Yeah, okay,
he
cool.
was there. We played it because I always wanted to play it, but he never wanted to pay for it.
That does not surprise me.
Because it costs $89.
That's why this guy's dad would always work for golf courses so they could golf for free.
It was $89 to play that course. Yeah, when we were down there, he worked on a golf course. Mm-hmm. And the big thing about that is most of the golf courses down there are owned by conglomerates. They just have 10, 15 courses, all with different names and whatever. But you work for one, and you got to play for free at 15 of them.
That's cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So, yeah, we took advantage of that, that's for sure. A lot of golf. A lot of golf down there.
You know, as much golf as you played, I'm surprised you're not any better.
I'm telling you what, man.
I don't.
The years go by.
That's all I can say. Did take some time off.
Years go by and things change. Years go by and a lot of things change,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We were right across from coastal Carolina. We stayed right across from there off 501 back there on the golf course in a condo.
Mm. Yeah. You, your brother, mom, and dad?
Yeah. Yeah, man. And that place down there, and then they had a place up here. We would just go down there on a weekend.
How far of a drive is that, Jeff?
Depends on how you want to drive.
What if I'm driving?
It's going to take 9 hours.
What about if you're driving?
I've made it in 7 hours and 42 minutes.
Oh, so it's quite a haul. It is a good drive. It is a haul. Damn.
But if you do it at night, average about 110 mile an hour, you get there in a little under 8 hours.
That's okay. It's going to be hard to keep that average of 110.
It's not real hard, man. It's all highway.
Is it?
All highway.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of anything over 4 hour drives, man. I just get itchy in there.
Yeah, your ass itches.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like going up to Michigan, that's about as long as I want to drive in a car.
That's a boring drive, though, man.
There ain't shit to look at, man. It is nothing but fucking farms.
It's a boring drive. It's like...
It is so boring.
It's about as bad as driving from Cincinnati to Indianapolis. It's just really bad. It's really bad. And what is Indianapolis? Hour and 45 minutes for us?
It doesn't take very long to get there.
But it feels like it's 10 hours.
That's very true.
It's that bad.
It is bad.
That
I think driving to Columbus and stuff too. Also, man, I mean, there's just nothing to look at.
There's nothing. It's farmland.
Yeah, it's a very boring drive.
We're in the Corn Belt, baby.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're in the Corn Belt.
Okay,
go up to Columbus. Go check out some of their what is it? The sights, the things to see, and go check out all the corn that they've got in concrete statues. There's like 480 of them in there. Concrete statues of corn. They're all exactly the same height, exactly the same width, exactly the same distance apart. But you're in the Corn Belt, buddy.
Why would I want to look at that?
I'm not saying that you want to.
Oh.
I'm just trying to justify the Corn Belt thing.
Okay.
I like understand it. A little bit more. Okay. You know, a little bit more edumacated.
A little bit more edumacated. Hey, we did have... The man, the myth, the legend. What? Anthony fucking Kim.
That's true.
Came back and tried to play a lib tour. And what place did he come in, Jeff?
Dead last.
Okay. Dead last. Now, I don't care about that, but I swear, and I've been telling you this since I've seen him, something is wrong with this guy's face. I just compared a picture of him when he was younger and he was older. And his nose is like smushed in, dude. Like it's been broke 19 fucking times. It's weird looking.
Maybe he got into cage fighting.
I don't know about cage fighting. Maybe he just...
He's been on
He ruined his naval cavities by putting stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that, too. I mean, the guy was a party animal.
Got his party animal. He did come in dead last. Now, that doesn't mean anything, because...
Not really.
To me...
Not really.
Yeah, there's something definitely wrong with this guy's nose. It is so weird looking.
I mean, what was the... what'd the winner come in at? How many younger was he?
I don't know. It's Liv. We really don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Anthony Kim. You're talking about Liv.
But he did shoot a 76, which after being off for 12 years, come back and shoot a 76. Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Not too bad at all. I think he's got some rust, but it really bothers me because I think he's going to be a Liv guy, and that just sucks.
Whoa. Looks like... what do you add here? Oh, that's the team. I don't understand this shit.
I don't either.
Neiman, guess who won? Joaquin Neiman.
The crybaby?
Buddy, he's on fire.
Buddy, he's crying.
So far, 1,700.
Whoa.
He's been not just 1,700, dude. Four shots better.
He's made some headlines. Jeff, you want to get into that?
Joaquin Neiman?
Yeah.
He's a crybaby.
What do you mean? What's he crying about?
He's crying that he can't play in, you know, all these majors, yada, yada, yada. I can't get any world golf ranking points, yada, yada. Well, you left.
Yeah, you did leave.
You left. You play on Liv, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you don't play a full tournament. You play 3 days. I mean, you can look at this. Joaquin, great. You're four shots ahead.
Yeah.
And you win. You know, you can, those four shots can diminish real quick on Sunday. But you guys don't play a real tournament. But he's upset.
So now he's upset that he's not getting any world ranking points for Liv events?
He's upset. He's upset because he's playing well. That's his problem. His problem is he's playing well. He wants to play in the majors. But hey, the guy went and played in a DP World Tour event. He played in an Asian Tour event. He got world ranking points and he was able to get into one of the majors coming up. And lo and behold, he gets another invite. So he's only one major shy this year.
He carded a 59 this year.
But he'll be playing.
He's playing in the Masters.
He's playing in every major right now, except the U.S. Open. And all you got to do is qualify for that.
He can go do that by himself, can't
yes.
he? I mean, he can go to wherever his local
yes.
qualifier is and go do it.
And that's what he's going to do. And that's what he should do. He's playing good golf. Go for it, dude. Have at it. Get your world golf rankings this year. Do so well that you don't have to complain next year and you'll just be invited. Because you're world golf rankings.
All of a sudden, I don't like this guy.
Joaquin?
I don't like him.
You don't like him? No. That's Mito Pierre's buddy.
I don't care.
And I like Mito.
I don't give a shit. I don't like guy crying about spilled milk. Dude, you got all that money. Go qualify for the Open. Do it on your own. Nobody's telling you you can't. You're going to be playing in the Masters, and if you win, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, it's the subtle comments the guy's making are kind of annoying.
That's what it is annoying by me.
You know. I don't know. Some reporter said something to him, and he said, I don't know. I don't have world golf ranking points. I don't know. It was dumb.
Yeah, he said something like, how's that possible? I'm like 100 in the world.
Yeah.
Well, because you play for Liv. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a fuck, man.
The only reason we're even talking about Liv is because Anthony fucking Kim played over the weekend.
That's true. And I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch a damn bit of it. I mean, I just watched highlights and seen what he did.
I did see his shank.
Yeah.
Did you see the shank? Straight shank, baby.
Shankopotamus.
I mean, I didn't even do that yesterday.
No.
Think about that.
That's the
Think
one
about
thing
that.
You did not do.
I did not shank him one shot.
I didn't shank one shot either. Neither one of you know what neither one of us did either? Deadpool left.
Well, that's true. I didn't. I was slicing the ball. I never sliced the ball.
Jeff. How can you tell? It was like 3 feet off the ground.
Because I could, by the tail.
The one, that one 3-wood where you made it. Where you actually hit the top of the ball and it made a divot. In
I did that twice yesterday. You know how hard that is to do?
It's very hard to
That's
do.
That's so hard to hit the top of the ball with the very, very underside bottom of the club.
I mean.
To where it just goes straight down and pops up.
Yeah.
Almost as if you're soft tossing yourself a baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like you were trying to kick it back up to you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to get it on the second swing. Those were my intentions, to catch that on the second swing. Didn't work out for a while.
Yeah, we got some rust to shake off. We'll get over that. And we ain't worried about that.
I drank some beers. I'm all right.
We'll get back to our average of, 42, 45. Come on now. Do I get to go back and put a check mark every time I beat you in real golf, or is that just simulated?
It's just simulated, man. It's just simulated.
This guy is one of the best fake golfers I've ever seen in my life. Kills it on video simulator golf.
All day.
Gets out in the real.
All day.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Takes a shit.
I'm telling you, it's the open air.
That's the open air.
I think it's the pollen.
It's the
really gets to me. To where I just struggle. I struggle to breathe.
He struggles to breathe.
Focus.
You get focused.
I get impatient when I'm waiting.
Ragweed's high.
Ragweed's real high, man. Really, really high. Claritin isn't doing it. What's the other stuff? I don't know, but it doesn't work either. So the only thing left to do is drink
more
beers, take shots, and, you know.
That's what we both decided, by the way.
I can breathe.
Was it the
third hole?
Third hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, after I put that one in the water, I just fuck it. I'm just going to get fucked up. But we have a good time at it.
Had a good time. Hey, and you know what? I did not lose a full box of balls yesterday.
But you know what? That's
surprising. Think about that.
You know,
think about that.
I went out. And, you know, I was kind of on the fence if I could get there or not.
Yeah.
I told myself, if I go out and I don't have any golf balls in my bag, I'm not playing. And I did. I still had some from last year. I'm like, yes. Because something I really, really hate buying golf balls. Of course, I hate buying everything, but I really don't like buying golf balls, man, because you get the cheap ones, then you feel like you're cheapest. You get the expensive ones, and then you feel like...
Then you feel like, I can't believe I just hit that $5 ball in the
water. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure there, man. So I try to find something in the middle. Or I just wait. Every year my aunt comes up with a box of golf balls that she's hit one or two times and puts them back in her bag.
That's how we know that they're yours. They say Kim.
They say Kim. Yep, I'm Kim ball.
That's a Kim ball.
That's a Kim ball.
That's Chris's ball. That's C-Dizzle.
Speaking of females, a girl, Caitlin Clark going pro.
I can't believe it, but then I can.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think, you know, she's going to get Nike. Let me ask you this. Can Nike sponsor her as in college?
Dude, I do not know enough of that.
Because
I don't know enough of that.
I know they don't make a whole lot of money WNBA.
Yeah.
Now, they make more money than me, obviously, but I think that, for one thing, I know Indiana has the first pick, and I don't know if she wanted to play for them or not. I don't know if that had anything to do with her decision.
I don't think so.
But I just feel like, I don't know why she's not sticking around one more year. At least try to maybe win a championship.
Her value is very high right now.
You're damn right. It's very high.
Very high. You know, she beat Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record. Just did that. She's got 1 year left of eligibility in college. You know, what if she gets hurt?
That's a good point.
What if her team isn't any good and she's just putting up 40 points every game and they're losing?
That's true, too.
I think right now her value is probably as high as it's ever going to be because of statistics, what she's done, and the recognition that she's already gotten before she beat Maravich's record. So I think if she wanted to go to the NBA, or not the WNBA, now's the time. I think you do it now because once you commit to the WNBA, your sponsors are going to line up.
They're already lining up.
I mean, they're there. She knows they're there. And that probably had a lot to do with it as well. They probably said, hey, look, if you go, we're coming. We're coming with you if you're going. And we're going to make sure that this $250,000 salary you're going to get in the WNBA is going to be chump change to what we're going to give you.
Mm.
And it's true.
It is true.
It's true. But they're also going to, you know, it's good. It's good for the WNBA because they're going to PR the hell out of her.
What if they have a good team this year? I mean, could they possibly win a championship this year?
Who, Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, I think they're ranked like sixth.
They are ranked number six. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a good team.
Ohio State's number two, and I'm guessing UConn's number one, like always.
I don't know.
Either that or UCLA.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't pay attention enough.
Me neither. But it just kind of shocked me that she went. But after thinking about it and all the sponsorships and everything, you're right now is the time because she can't get any bigger than where she is right now.
No. You.
She's outgrown college. She's outgrown college right now because.
Well, and think about it. Come next year, if she's still playing, that whole Pete Maravich record thing is just.
There's okay. Nothing to.
You already beat nothing. It. Yeah, you did that last year. What are you going to do this year?
I mean, it's pretty cool, man. Good for her. Never really seen a girl college player like this to demand this much attention. Do you remember of any?
Lisa Leslie. That's it.
That is very, very true. I thought she had more coming into the WNBA.
It was, but there was that following before that.
Very true, yeah.
Lisa Leslie. She could dunk.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She was the first female that I've seen dunk.
Yeah, that was and she was a good ball player.
Brittany Griner, she had some. I mean, she's pretty big too.
Yeah, but
of course
she would have been somebody already dunked before her.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's kind of like the old Pete Maravich thing. She beat Pete Maravich's record this year right now. So I think now if she wouldn't have beat the record this year, I think she would have stayed and then played next year and beat the record next year and would have still been on that popular swing and would have gone for the money. She's going for the money, man.
I don't blame her.
I don't blame you.
Go get that shit, girl. You earned it. You're obviously a beast.
That's why we'll never watch you again. It's like jumping in the live tour.
Go get your money. Probably won't be. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched maybe any WNBA games, I don't think.
No, I don't. I haven't. I don't even know if they're. I don't know if they're competitive. I don't know if it's one team's winning at all or what. I don't know.
Me neither. See that I have no idea.
That face you just made at the TV watching this collegiate golf.
Yeah, there's somebody on here that is not the easiest to look at. Oh, God. Somebody on here that's not easy on the eyes. Anyway, hey, I heard Tiger's playing in something, man.
Yeah.
What's his next? He's got something coming up.
What's he playing, man? It's a rich man's game is what this is.
It's definitely a rich man game, but a lot of people play in it.
Well, yeah, a lot of rich people.
Yeah.
It's a members-only pro-am.
Mm.
Why it's even getting publicity is beyond me.
Well, you know why. El Tigre.
Okay.
Even if he wasn't playing, if he was just walking the golf course, they're going to show it.
I guess.
That pisses him off.
I don't know. Never even heard of it until now. Apparently it's something they do every year, and it's gone on for 10, 20 years.
I've never heard of it either.
Never, ever heard of it. No, it's a members-only thing. You got to have a jacket.
That's not true. Nelly Korda's playing in it.
Yeah, you got to have a jacket.
What do you mean?
Says members only. Jesus Christ, man.
You're talking about from the 80s?
I mean, do I have
Come
to?
Come on, man.
Do I got to spell it out Come for on, you? Come on, man.
Members-only jacket.
Yeah.
Who has them?
I'm not being serious here.
I thought you were.
I'm just saying this is a members-only tournament. It really doesn't make a bit of fucking difference to anybody.
Why is it getting publicity?
You've already said why. Because El Tigre's playing in it.
Anywhere El Tigre is.
You know, and that's the crazy thing.
People want to see it.
I guess Tom Brady's going to be there. JT's playing in it. I mean, this guy's playing it every year, I guess.
He's playing with Tiger. They always play together.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. That's annoying.
It's very annoying.
It gets to the point where I'm thinking, hey, JT, take a little break from Tiger and you might win something.
Yeah, quit sucking on that.
God, dude.
Man, go win a tournament.
It is like, God, can you get off the nipple?
Get off the nipple. You're Jesus never going to be as good Christ. As him.
Not just that, I mean, but...
You're never going to be as good as your ever best since, buddy, Spieth. Buddy.
Come on, his man. Best buddy now is Tiger Woods. His best buddy isn't Spieth anymore. But my thing is when your best buddy was Spieth, it's when you were playing your best golf.
Mm.
I mean, when it was you, Spieth, Fowler, and who else were best buddies? There were four of them.
All the Kaufman, Smiley Kaufman.
Smiley, yes.
And Bubba Watson, too.
No,
they made music videos with that dude.
I got you, but Bubba was way too old for these young guys.
That's very true. Bubba seems like a fun dude, though.
All right, so it was those four.
Where does Bubba been? Is he on?
Where's he's on he? Live.
Is he?
Yeah.
Fucker.
Fucker.
That's bullshit.
Oh, shit.
I miss guys like that.
Yeah, I hate Bubba now.
I mean, I don't hate
him. I have a professional hate for him.
That just pisses me off that we don't get to see them guys on the golf course anymore, man.
Hey, you know, man, it's time anyway. They're old. They're old.
Who?
Bubba. Phil.
Oh, that's not old in golf. Now, Phil is old.
Sergio.
He's old.
I mean, they're old, dude.
They're still fun to see, and they always got a chance, man. They're all good golfers.
It's like John Daly. Yes, you're fun to see. Are you going to win? No.
Probably not.
You're not. But yes, I appreciate seeing you. But other than that, I mean, that's it. I mean, come on. You know, get back to Fowler and Spieth and Smiley.
Yeah.
And JT. Why don't you guys get back together? Go out on that boat.
Go on that boat with your shirts off.
With your shirts off. Have a little fun.
Have a little fun.
Hit some golf balls barefoot.
Ooh. Yeah, like you know, they used to do.
Come on, man.
Well, that's probably before they were all married with kids, too, bud.
Well, sometimes you gotta remember what brought you to the win.
Mm.
And if it's that important, you go back and get it.
Have a little fun with life there a little bit.
I mean, you have a little. Let's get back to what worked. Okay? Honey, I'm sorry. I got to go drink beers with the guys. We got to hit some golf balls barefoot. We got to talk trash.
Mm.
And then I got to go play in this tournament. Come Wednesday, I got to be there. I just don't have time for this bullshit if I want trophies.
You know, like,
do you think LT Gray said, yeah, honey, I'll be home. Yeah, I'll be there with the kids. Fuck no, he didn't. He said, look, I'm playing. This is what I do. You know that.
Let's not talk about what Tiger said to his wife. Let's not do that.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. They ain't got that fire.
They don't have that fire. You're right, man. I don't see too much fire, but I do see it coming from these guys that are getting their first wins on the tournament. No names guys.
And you know what? How many rookie wins is this?
I thought you said three or something the other day.
I think it's like four now.
Four?
I mean, you know, first-time winners.
First-time winners.
First-time winners on tour. I think it's now four or five this year, which is a lot. But, I mean, so what's it telling us? Is it telling us that the competition isn't any good? Or is it telling us that the young guys are coming to play? No answer? Yeah, I didn't think so.
I got sidetracked, my bad.
Sidetracked. You know, what's it telling you, Chris?
What's what telling me, bud?
Exactly. You don't ever listen to anything I say. And we sit here and we talk back and forth, but I feel like it's just you talking to yourself.
Well, that would be, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I like to do that. I'm a good self-talker.
I'm a good self-talker. Self-listener.
You should hear some of the videos.
I like to self-answer.
That my wife has recorded of me out my garage playing my Madden, cussing and fucking saying, what is your problem? This game is rigged.
This game's rigged. I swear.
Fucking Bengals suck.
This guy's fishing on the golf course.
Fishing on the fucking golf course. Huh. Nice.
How you like that?
We are watching the Darius Rucker.
Did you call him Rucky?
Rucky. Darius Rucker Intercollegiate Tournament right now. Looks like
at Hilton Head.
At Hilton Head. Looks like it's brought to you by PXG.
Period.
Period. So did you find your little baby driver that you was looking for?
Man.
Explain this. So my buddy, he shows me this the other day. I don't know if it would have helped him yesterday.
Nothing would have helped me yesterday.
But he can hit the piss out of a 3-wood. Most of the time, it goes farther than his driver. So his thought was, let me get a driver that's almost built like a 3-wood.
It's not that it's almost built like a three wheel. Well, yeah, kind of.
It's kind of a little head on it. Kind of. I don't know anything about this.
450cc huge headed drivers. I've always felt more comfortable looking down as I stand over the ball on a club that's, you know, from the 90s, early 2000s. Those are more comfortable. They're smaller headed.
Well, that's what you grew up playing with.
That's what I grew up playing with. So I was always comfortable with that. It's like if they, you know, Big Bertha steelhead woods, I loved them. Loved playing with them. You know, you can't find them anymore.
No, you cannot find them anymore.
I loved the steelhead three wood. I was, it was just butter every time with a three wood like that. I like that ping, that 430 that I use.
The one you have right now?
Yeah, the three wood that I have right now, because the head size on it isn't huge.
It's like it's really not. It's not.
And it, they did a, so TaylorMade came out with a B, R, and R.
Do we know what that stands for?
Mini driver, yes. It stands for burner, because it's a play on the old TaylorMade burners.
Okay.
Did you ever remember that? You don't remember those, do you? Do you remember the TaylorMade bubble?
I do remember the burners, but they're not
bubble burner.
And I actually have a Callaway steelhead, like a five wood.
Yeah.
At my house, that I think I leave it in the backyard just a swing or whatever. Yeah. But I do know exactly what you're talking about, and I will say that that thing, it feels like it's stronger than what the material they're using nowadays.
I don't know.
I like a big 460cc because I need all the forgiveness I can get.
That's my thing, though. I don't feel like I get that forgiveness out of those big clubs. I okay. Here's my thing. I think really what it boils down to is I was reading a little bit about this. It boils down to those big headed, you know, 460cc drivers. The new drivers are made to go straight on off-center hits, okay? When you go back to the older stuff, smaller-headed clubs, there was more feel, and even if you hit it off-center, you knew what the ball was going to do. It was consistent. So I played a consistent draw, and that club, I could hit it center or a little bit off-center towards the toe, and it had a consistent draw to it every single time. These newer clubs with these huge heads, they don't do that. They're made to go fucking straight.
It's true.
Which is hard for me because everything I'm used to hitting always had that slight draw coming to it. So when it continues to go straight, I try to overcompensate to make it draw because that's what I'm used to. And that's how I like to swing at the ball. So it ends up duck hooking instead, because I'm trying to work it like I used to older clubs. I just swing and it would just do that. These new clubs, you just swing and they just, I don't know, they go straight.
So you tell me, you either have to change clubs or change swings, right?
Right. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find this mini driver that what's his name won with 2 weeks ago. Who won 2 weeks ago? Knapp? Not Knapp.
He won last week.
Knapp won last week? Then it was Knapp. Knapp had that mini.
He was that guy.
He used the mini burner that had just came out. I went to the Dick's to go see if they even had one that I could look at because I haven't seen them in person. Nope. Can't get them. And he says even when Golf Galaxy gets them in, they're gone. He says, and they don't come in big lots like, you know, the main clubs do. Like your huge-headed Callaways and TaylorMades, they don't get 100 of them at a time. They're getting maybe 4 or 5 of those burner minis. And he said, they're just going. And I remember the burner bubble that used to have a bubble in the shaft. Mm. Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was the...
What was the bubble for?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know why they did it. I don't know. Burner bubble drive. Copper-headed. The shaft had this little bubble up there by the grip. Got fat.
Oh, I know what you're talking about here. And man, you could probably go down to the freaking Goodwill and find these.
You could go down to Goodwill and find a bubble TaylorMade burner. Hell yeah, you can. You better be able to. How do you not remember these? The copperheaded.
I know what you're talking about now.
You see, if you're looking at it,
get a picture of it.
If you're looking at it, you see how the sole itself as well is more rounded.
Yeah.
The sole of it. So, the idea behind that rounded sole is you can hit it off the deck.
They got these.
You can hit it off the deck.
They got a driver, a 3-wood, and a 5-wood on eBay.
Now tell me. If you can take your driver, let's just take your driver, right?
We have the same driver.
Try to hit that thing off the deck.
My driver?
Yeah. Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell. I can't even picture doing that.
Not a chance in hell.
No.
Now, but with this, because of the rounded sole that it has, allows me to tee the ball up to where I like to tee it up. Not very high. Never tee the ball up high until you get these huge-headed drivers. Then you have to. But I can tee it up normal height and just hit it. I don't know. I'm pulling at strings here, trying to make my game better. It's probably not going to help.
I don't know. You know. I don't think any club was going to help you if you keep topping the ball.
Yeah, well, a rounded club might. Don't you think?
I don't know.
You think maybe I'd have a little bit better? You know, rounded bottom? No?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I do think that some cavity back irons would do you some good.
I don't want to spend the money for them.
I know you don't.
If I can't hit the ball, why do I care?
That's a good point.
I mean, really, you're going to go out and you're going to spend $1,000 on fucking a set of irons?
Well, yeah, because you want PXGs, I'm sure.
I don't want PXGs. Even if. You're going to go out and buy a set of TaylorMade P790s?
Let's see what these Callaway Rogues cost.
You know how much those are? $1,400.
You can get these Rogues.
I don't like them Rogues. Do you see how fat the face is when you look down them? I can't do
five
that,
iron,
dude.
Through pitching wedge for $771.
I can't do it. The thing is the line has to be clean when I look down at the club. It can't feel like it's like an inch thick.
That's why you use them blades.
That's why I like them. If I could find a club that wasn't so fat down the edge line, that was still, you know, cavity backed, then I'd get them. But I just have so much trouble looking at these huge clubs. Like, good gosh, man. When I look down one of your clubs, I don't think I can swing that. I feel like I can't swing it.
Why? And I play Callaway Steelheads.
Because it's the edge line is so much wider than the edge line on my clubs. It looks...
You mean the top of the
top
club?
Line, yeah, the top line. It's so much different
it is,
when I look down it.
It is wide, you're right.
When I look down at it, I feel like... You know the big plastic play golf clubs when you were a kid? They're like the sticks are like... 2 feet
yeah,
tall.
You seen Tiger Woods hitting it on Price is Right or something
and
like
the
that.
And the club head's like this big?
Yeah.
As big as a basketball, that's how I feel.
Well, that is, I don't
and
know
And it's
why.
Just weird. That's it's just weird. It's what you're comfortable with, man.
That's because you have not played nothing but blades, haven't you? Or have you?
Just those. Just blades.
Well, that's it. Why. You're used to seeing that.
Well, I know. It's like the driver thing.
You bought that Callaway driver. Do you feel the same way about that
yes.
thing?
Yes. Always have. Huh. I felt like I was swinging...
A basketball?
No, an oar. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like I'm swinging an oar for a canoe. You can't tell me that people don't feel this way, that have played golf, you know, a lot in the 90s and early 2000s. I did.
Well,
a lot.
Then that's where we're different. I didn't.
Yeah, so you don't have that same feeling.
No,
when you
I don't
look
have
at
that
it.
Same
oh,
feeling.
Oh, my God, dude. It is. It's like swinging a fucking oar. I feel like I can get... Like, literally, I feel like there's no club head speed coming out of here because this is just a big fucking paddle that I'm trying to move through the air. It's ridiculous. I know there's people out there that agree with me.
I'm sure there is, as if they played a lot of in the 90s like you. Just, early 90s, probably up until the 2000s, you would say, them clubs.
Stupid.
I don't know when they started coming back with the cavity backs. I'm not exactly sure.
What do you mean?
I mean, has it been a long time ago?
Cavity backs? Yeah, they've had cavity backs since 2000, probably. Look it up. Let's find out.
Nah, I don't care.
You're an ass. Let's see. Let's see what it says.
1950s. Damn. Jesus. Who came out with them?
Cavity back iron's been around for some 50 years now. But it still carries the stigma of being a game improvement club.
Hmm. Yeah. It's really just a way to get more club head speed.
There's no way. You cannot get more club head speed out of a cavity back.
I mean, actually, I take that back. It's to get the ball in the air more.
No.
What the hell is it for?
Forgiveness. That's what? It. That's why cavity backs are there, yeah.
I don't believe that.
It's off-center hits.
Yeah, but all the weight's at the bottom. It helps it put it in the air.
It's off-center hits, dude. That's it.
Don't help me.
I've seen you swing. Yeah, I do.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, they do.
Nothing helps a toe hit, which I am struggling with bad. God damn, I keep hitting everything off the toe. It's so frustrating. Somehow I still beat you. It's weird.
Yeah, well.
But I like it. I mean, it makes me happy.
The perimeter weighting of the cavity back makes it easier to hit the club, to hit the ball straight. It is, by consequence, harder to hit the ball right or left with a cavity back. It's the workability of the club. That's why I always liked the three woods, the Big Bertha steelhead three woods, because I can slice it and I can draw it. I can't do that with these new clubs, these big ass things.
We got Full Swing on Netflix coming in season two Wednesday.
Ooh. Who's going to be on it this year?
There's going to be something about Keegan Bradley's snub.
I'm sure there will.
There is. I think he's going to be on it.
It's not telling you who's going to be on? Yes, it does. You're just not looking at it. God. Definitely. When's it coming on? This week?
Yeah. March 6th.
Ooh, definitely going to have to talk about that next week.
Oh, we're definitely going to be talking about that.
Full Swing coming up. Yep. Oh, no, you don't feel that way? Maybe you know what you should do? You should go out one round and hit my irons.
I've tried to hit them back in the simulator. I don't like them.
Well, I mean, hit them on a course.
Why?
Because once you hit it crispy, and it doesn't feel like a...
Hit them crispy, so what the fuck make you think I could?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when you're flying over the green 20 yards?
Sometimes you hit a little too crispy.
You are so good at flying greens, dude. I mean, you are so good.
That's because your distances are so fucked up out there.
At where? But out you got there. A 60-yard shot and you're hitting it fucking 80 yards. So
was yesterday, buddy. Yeah. Those weren't crispy. That was a blade.
Oh, okay.
That was a straight blade. Yeah, that was blade. That's because that was topping, I don't know how, I was topping everything under the sun.
You even topped your putter, didn't you? A
couple times. I did.
Yeah, it was weird.
I did. It was very weird. It's a bad day.
It's kind of hard. I'm glad we actually played by just us. And thank God. Because it was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing until I hit that one over top of the pros. It wasn't very embarrassing at all. I felt bad. But then I was like, did you see
how far that went?
God, I just ripped that driver. And looked like one of my old clubs. Slight little draw behind it.
We got some golf coming up, dude, here. We got the Arnold Palmer this week. The Players.
Oh, yeah.
After that.
Players after that.
Valspar.
Yeah, Valspar. Then the Texas Open. Then you roll into the Masters.
Then the Valeria Texas Open. And then you're rolling into the Masters.
Yeah.
Wow. There is some golf to be played here in this couple months, man.
It's coming up.
Wow.
There's going to be some pissed off live guys, buddy.
Fuck them.
No, I'd rather not. That's more your speed.
I'm just saying, they can kiss it. I don't care. A lot of them are going to get pissed. Hey, there's going to be some guys at the Masters. They earned that.
Yeah, absolutely. They earned it.
So deal with it.
Hey, there's going to be, how many of them? Five or six?
Yeah. And what if one of them wins? That is not going to be good for golf. Nobody wants to see that.
It's not going to be bad for golf.
Nobody wants to see it.
Huh. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations, you won now.
No, see ya.
We'll see ya.
We'll see you next
year.
We'll see you next year.
We'll care about you next year. I mean, really? Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
Took the money and run. Deal with it.
Yep.
You got anything else out there you want to talk about?
Not really, man. Not really. I think I hit it on all. I'm kind of excited for this Netflix thing. Talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You didn't mention who was going to be on it or anything?
No, I didn't get that far. I didn't want to read. Really kind of
there's pictures.
If I could turn pages.
If you could turn a page.
I want those ones where you flip them real quick. What are those? Where the guy moves in the book. What are those called? I don't know.
I don't either.
I like them a lot, though.
Hey, so this was two bros here.
Bros here,
out of bounds on the 19th hole.
Oh, there you go. Way to get
sponsored
that
sponsored by Professional Property Partners, Miller Lottery Group. We love it. If you can't find a good car here, you find a clean car. That's right. See you next week.
Next week, y'all.
Bye-bye.